Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. 1-2-3-2-1-0. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Empowering. That's what we're doing to do. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Magic Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. I thought, you know, I've gotten lots of questions lately about vision health, so I thought we'd have kind of like a vision health marathon. So we're going to cover some really great stuff about how you can help improve your vision, maybe sidestep a lot of evasive procedures, maybe some scary medications and stuff and treatments. So we're going to talk about vision health tonight. But first, we got a quack report, but first we're going to do a devotional. Big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking Lord's face and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And the peace of God is the devotion today. We all have to have that peace in order to get through here, because we're in some interesting times. So if we look at Philippians 4, it says,
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Yes, if you stay close to the Lord, He blesses you with a sound mind. Don't need to have depression, anxiety, and that kind of thing. You know, it's okay to be concerned about what's going on, but you don't want to have fear about it. Romans 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. So if you haven't made the Lord of your life, say the sinner's prayer and be filled with the Holy Spirit, now's the time. It's an imperative time to do it now. It's much easier to do it now. You'll want to do it now, and mind the time it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Dr. Peter McCullough, we've mentioned him before. He says, myocarditis is often an underlying cause why people are dying in their sleep. Interesting. It was a recent conference, a medical professionals conference in Sedona, Arizona. A lot of physician speakers there. They discussed a lot of disturbing increases in otherwise healthy people dying suddenly. So, well-known cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough, he was a speaker at the conference, and he was bringing up myocarditis, often underlying cause, he says, what people, especially young people, die in their sleep. So myocarditis, that inflammation of the heart muscle, the myocardium, that would reduce its ability to pump blood. So if it gets inflamed, it's not helping you. Clots can form in the heart, leading to a stroke or heart attack when you're sleeping. McCullough did cite state-of-the-art reviews that were done by an international team of cardiologists and was published in the Journal of Biomedicine and Pharmacotherapies, May of this year, and he found many heart issues reported after people got the COVID-19 treatment, you know, the serum, not really a vaccine, it's a serum, myocarditis being the most common side effect. Moving along, last but not least in the quack report, here's a report. United States, where's this World Health Organization? The WHO is saying the United States, highest depression rate in the world. Well, what does the Bible say? When the wicked are rule, the people mourn. It's not rocket science. They said, basically, we're just behind China and India in depression. So, we're one of the highest countries of depression, but not the highest. They went on to say, unipolar depression, referred to as a major depressive disorder, it's called a major depression or clinical depression. It's a medical condition, they say, that impacts a lot of critical areas in a person's life, prevents people from being effective, they say, in living a healthy and fulfilling life. So a National Institute of Mental Health reported they estimate about 21 million adults in the United States have at least one major depressive episode. A number of representatives, like 8.4% of the United States adults, adult females, about 10.5%, more susceptible to depression episodes than adult males at 6.2%. We talked about that before on this show, why females, emotionally things impact them more. We talked about the brain and the structure of the brain and the chemistry of the brain, and it made a lot of sense. I worked for a neurosurgeon, and we talked about brain stuff like that a lot, and women tend to be wired just a little differently than men, and I truly believe it is because of the nurturing aspect of the women's role in humanity, you know, bringing up children, having children, that kind of thing. What else did they say in the report? They say the major depressive episodes that reported by the National Institutes of Health, this was from a 2020 national survey for drug use and health published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. found that almost 1 in 10 Americans are suffering from depression, increasing fastest among teens and adults. So, well, look, our world's a mess. We got a real mess here. So it's not a surprise, but we can find a lot of the answers to a lot of our problems in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It's comforting. Have you not read the Word of God? It comforts you. And when you have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, it feeds the Spirit to be reading the Scripture. You read it before you go to sleep, you'll sleep better. I find that out every day. So if I kind of just forget to read or too tired to read, I don't sleep as well. So the Word of God is a living Word. Living. Want to live right? Want to live better? Get in the Scripture. God is good. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I hope everybody had a really great Thanksgiving. I know we did. It was kind of chill, laid back, quiet, kind of like I like it that way. Yes, I cleaned, I cooked, I baked, I ate. Probably more than I should. And but it was very nice. I hope everybody had a nice, healthy, and relaxing Thanksgiving holiday. Getting back into work and the full swing of things after a Thanksgiving holiday, whew, you know, with all the festivities of shopping, people are just shop, 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 shop. And it's just, I think, exhausting, you know. Let's pace ourselves out there. We're going to talk about eye chemistry here for a little bit. Real important to understand how our eye works. I was just reading a report, which I probably will work into a report here soon in the next week or so, on glaucoma. A lot of people have been asking about glaucoma. And people don't realize what it is. People just think it's pressure in the eye. That's part of it. So we're going to do a report on glaucoma here soon and give you a heads up what you can do about that. All right, so we're going to talk about eye chemistry for a little bit here. If your eyesight isn't as good as it used to be, or if you're worried about it failing you, if you're having vision problems and things seem to get worse each year, well, we're going to talk about a little bit of things that you can do to help advance the regeneration of your vision. Medical science lists your retina of the eye as the most important part because without it working correctly, the visual signals don't, you know, reach your brain. So the retina connects to the optic nerve, which connects the vision from the eye to the brain. So our retina is composed of what they call photoreceptors or nerve cells, and often reported in research as your rods and your cones. So these are nerve cells. And they can change. They light electrical impulses, you know, that send through these areas of the optic nerve in the brain to give you images so you can see what they are. Now, the retina detachment, let's say, creates a blackout with no image. No image can reach the brain if the retina gets detached. So depending on where it tears, you may have a loss of your visual field vertically on one side or the other, or horizontally on one side or the other, depending on where the retina may detach. Also, the iris is that colored part of your eye, and it is it has an adjustable opening at the front, allowing your light to get in there. And the iris and the retina work in tandem, so you can see a wide range of light levels all at one time. Now, if you got a degenerative issue with the eye, you may not start to see graduating colors or shades as well. So dark shades, for instance, may be difficult to see. You may have difficulty determining where each step is when you're walking on stairs. So things start to not be clear and precise, and then things are a little fuzzy and hazy, and you can't see the your depth perception could be off. So the eye is pretty important. You have lots of eye muscles that connect the eye for function, also dilate the iris and adjust the lens. So if you're reading something up close and then you look in the distance, the lens adjusts. So you got a lot of muscles in the eye that help. You have like six outer eye muscles, six of them. And if they get too loose or too tight, it can affect your vision. So if they get tight, you're probably going to have nearsightedness. If they get too loose, you're probably going to have farsightedness. So, muscles of the eye. If you really want to know about the anatomy of the eye, there's a group out in Colorado, Dr. Banker's group, used to have John Monroe, one of their reps, on the show quite often talking about vision issues. They have this, they do a lot of, meetings and I guess displays and things, and they educate people on the eye, and they also have like a nice little vision kit, and they travel around and they educate people on this. But they're out in Colorado. Dr. Banker, Dr. Banker, if you want to look them up on the website, drbanker.com, they have a nice vision kit that explains the anatomy of the eye and a lot of the issues people are usually having. So I find it very easy to understand, and so will you. And knowledge is power if you want to get at the nitty-gritty of what's going on and how you may be able to help your eyes. So visual disability is not anybody's friend. So your lens of your eye, now it sits behind the iris, and when cataracts form, it's possible to see this cloudiness to the lens through the iris itself. You know, looks kind of hazy, almost like cloud, a white cloud in there. So cataracts are, they say, oxidized proteins that are stuck to the lens, causing this cloudiness, and block light or distort the light passing through the lens, causing visual problems and distortions. But that's not just all that a cataract is. Your lens of your eyes is almond shape. And has a lot of little connectors on either side so that when you move your eye, the lens kind of moves with you and stays in place like it should. And it's made of living cells. And when the cells don't regenerate and replace older dying ones, this is where you're starting to see this yellowing, oxidized look to the cells. And what it is death of the cell. And so it's not being replaced. So it's really a necrosis, a slow-moving necrosis of the lens, where the lens is dying, basically death of the lens. That's what a cataract really is. So if you think you may have cataracts, some of the things you may experience if you have cataracts are cloudy or blurry vision, halos from bright lights. So like driving at night may be difficult. You kind of get blinded and you can't see the road. Wavy lines where you get a little distortion. That also could be from a scar. If you get a scar on the retina, it could distort lines as well. Double vision usually starts in one eye but can go to both. Color changes. You may not be able to see all the colors of the rainbow. In other words, things may have more of a cool blue or green hue, a palette, when you're looking, rather than a warm tone. Or one eye, close one eye, and one eye may see things in the cool tone, and then the other eye may see them in the warm tones. So that's a possibility of a cataract. Frequent eyewear, prescription changes, as well as swelling. Cataracts can create swelling. And that may temporarily improve farsighted vision, but swelling is never a good thing. And contact lenses, if you're a contact lens wearer and they tend not to improve your sight. Well, that's because it's the lens. That's the problem in your eye. Now cataracts can form in different areas of the lens of the eye. If they form in the central part of the lens, they are called nuclear cataracts. If they start forming on the outside of the lens or cortex, they are called choroidal cataracts. And if children develop cataracts, they are really called congenital or infantile cataracts. So if the clouding of the lens occurs next to the lens capsule, either the anterior or posterior, then they're usually referred to as a subcapular cataract. So the posterior subcapular cataracts tend to develop quickly and impact vision very suddenly. And I've heard that from people lately, Frank, that, you know, they go to the eye doctor, the doctor says, oh, you got a little cataract started, but then things don't look so good in 6 to 8 months. They go back and their cataract's quite advancing quickly. So that could be the real reason if you got one of those subcapsular cataracts. Now, there was an interesting report in 1936. Dr. John Burton Cooper reported on the nutritional elements and herbs to help support healthy vision. It was interesting. He was looking for at some herbs, and he was mentioning herbs like the cinnamere herb. We've talked about the cinnamere or monomia herb. A lot of research on that. And this was published in the January 11th, 1936 British Medical Journal. And Dr. Cooper was writing a report, also one that he published in May 1924, which appeared in the Lancet Journal, and it was titled Medical Treatment for Cataracts. Now, the Cinnamere monomia plant has this silver look to the leaf. Its common name is called silver dust or silver ragwort. Now, Dr. Cooper, in his report, which his report seemed to get lost in medical antiquity, the modern world has over 100 million people that are suffering from vision loss from cataracts, and this stuff is not even being talked about, really. Well, because medicine doesn't make a whole lot of money if you take a supplement, you know. So Dr. Cooper explains that this vision-saving plant was endorsed by two ophthalmic surgeons of his day. He reported it was quite the sensation in the daily papers in 1936. You know, they were interviewing him. So Dr. Cooper was no stranger to the Cinnamere monomia plant because he actually was using it himself for over 25 years. Now, Dr. Cooper was about to discover why the plant helped preserve eyesight. He used it, but he really didn't know how the plant influenced vision. Now, it appears that Cinnamere monomere has been used for centuries by a lot of ethnic tribal groups from the southwest United States to the Navajo, the Hopi, the Zuni Indians. And herbalists in Mexico sold it pretty frequently. It was a wild-crafted herb then near the Grand Canyon. So, and we've talked about these eye drops before. You can get the Cinnamere eye drops. Pretty much they're sold online. So Cooper found a lot of reports that these pollinate that plant. And the plant's chemicals are found in the milk of mammals because mammals are eating the plant. So the plant is referenced in the early editions of the Physician's Desk Reference. It was approved by the FDA for use, and this is what it said in their desk reference. It said, Cinnamere monomia is a plant extract of the S. cinnamira and marketed for local applications to the eye as safe lymphophage and to increase the circulation in interocular tissues and improve normal metabolism functions so necessary for the normal physiology of the eye. Now, Physician's Desk Reference. Wow. So this entry was later removed from the 1987 Physician's Desk Reference. So they took that out 50 years later and because cataract surgery was very popular. 3.8 million cataract surgeries per year. So, yeah, we're going to get rid of that eye drop thing. Now, there's some ancient writings. Dr. Cooper was marveling in his report about some ancient writings of the natural use of the Cinnamere plant. He, quote, it is used as a natural aid to stop or abort opacities or cataracts of the eye. So, been written about for a long, long time. And you know what? You don't pass on what doesn't work. See? So Dr. Cooper was most likely the first researcher to establish why the Sinemura monomia plant helped eyesight from a chemistry standpoint. According to Dr. Cooper, he wrote, "The plant owns its virtue to the potassium and iodide it contains." So it had some natural iodine in it. And he says it is remarkable that the plant has what is called iodide of potassium. And according to Dr. Cooper, the universal cure for cataract is potassium and calcium and iodine, and the Sinemura monomia plant has a balance of more potassium than iodine. Now, what he was saying when he broke down the chemistry of the plant and compared it to the cells of the lens were made up of the same nutrition elements. So it's like those cells needed that nutrition to regenerate. So Dr. Cooper also wrote about the subcapular cataracts, clouding of the lens that occurs next to the lens capsule. And he also called them senile cataracts. And he says it describes death of the lens fibers. As the necrosis continues, the potassium gradually diminishes, and potassium is a food for the cells of the lens. And the glutathione oxidizes and removes the hydrogen, creating beta crystallization and the clouding, the lens crystals. So cataracts were mostly the senile cataracts developing. So this is what he was saying, what's happening to the lens and what you need to do to stop that. But you're not going to hear this from eye doctors. They just send you to the eye surgeon. Yeah. Okay, so Dr. Cooper describes the chemical makeup of the lens in both human and animals, and he stated that the small amounts of these elements are part of the lens. So organic forms of these elements are more potent than isolated mineral forms. So you don't want isolated supplements. You want to get a whole chemistry, okay? We're going to talk about that in a minute. So the lens contains these elements that function as catalysts for the health of the lens: potassium, calcium, iodine, aluminum, boron, iron, lithium, magnesium, manganese, sodium, phosphorus, lead, silicon, strontium, zinc, and silver. Mm-hmm. So these are the elements that keep your lens healthy. So, and Dr. Cooper found some herbs that can do that. Monomia, Sinemura monomia is a great herb. Yes, that's one of them. You know, I like to pile on the herbs, man, that help the eye. Yeah, more is better. You got a lot of nutrition going. The body takes what it needs. Okay, I see the clock is saying we got to take a little break, but when we come back, more on this topic. We are back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk. Thank you, Frank. All right, we're talking about our Vision Health Marathon here. And right before the break, we were talking about what Cooper was finding out about what makes up the lens of your eye, what nutrition is needed to help those lenses, those cells of the lens regenerate. And when Cooper, he had an assistant, Dr. Judd Lewis, and they examined the chemical makeup of the Sinemere monomia plant, and they found it contained all the elements Dr. Cooper found that make up the lens of the eye, all those individual cells. And so the plant contains 15% potassium, 10% calcium and sodium, and then aluminum, manganese, iron, and phosphorus. Those were in equal amounts, but in less percentages than the other elements. And so the elements were well-balanced to match what was in the lens, the cells of the lens of the eye. So they reported that the calcium and the potassium were highly essential for the health of the eye, and these elements assist in your circulation of the eye to reduce inflammation and help prevent infections. More importantly, could help prevent glaucoma. Mm-hmm. Because what they're finding out about glaucoma is all about inflammation. Sort of like hypertension of the eye, almost. So here is what the British Medical Journal, January 11th, 1936 said. Cataract is a specific metabolic disease, but the medical trend is to regard it as an alteration in the whole organism rather than to the purely mechanical change in nutrition. Dr. John Burton Cooper said this. This is the Lancet Journal, May 1924. He said, cataract is attributed to sclerosis or separation of fiber layers, decreasing the regenerative process in the lens, causing a dehydration and a shrinkage, and such changes are not normal to healthy aging lenses and have a cause which initiates them, and that would be lack of nutrition. And there's some things that we could do that flushes more nutrition out and away from the lens of our eye, and a couple of them are excessive alcohol and smoking, okay? Because those two things flush minerals out of you, dehydrate the system. Now, the Native American Indians and others may not have known about the eye chemistry or what was in the cinnamomum plant, but they all knew the plant worked for healing a vision loss. Now, cause and effect, what Dr. Cooper explained is in his nutrition matters was that we don't have to have lenses of the eye that suffer. He says some of the causes that pull the nutrition out of the eye are, like I said, smoking, alcohol consumption, malnutrition, trauma, prescription drugs like steroids, statin drugs, cardio meds, and headache medications, diabetes, ultraviolet lights, and welding occupations. Yeah. Now, so we're going to eat foods to help the eye. You want foods rich in nutrition for your eyes. Go a long way to help prevent cataracts. Fruits, oranges, watermelons, avocados, vegetables like spinach, asparagus. These have a nutrition profile that help the eyes, and the eyes need these nutritional elements to keep healthy and to stay balanced. Now, foods with antioxidant properties are also known to help. So, you know, you can eat some more servings of fruits and vegetables per day, help prevent cataracts. So we're supposed to be eating four or more servings of fruits and vegetables per day. Most of us are not getting that. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do have a few things in the vision area, especially for dry eye, for cataracts, macular degeneration, so you can check it out there. And we're going to move into the next segment, and we're going to explain more, so it's going to make more sense to you. But you can check them out at thepowerherbs.com and click on those areas if you wish to investigate. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. And information is important, you know, so you can figure out what's going on with your eye. You know, because a lot of times you don't get a lot of this information from the medical area. You know, the white coats aren't telling you all this because they don't think you can fix it. So why even bother? They want you to go to the surgeon. And we've done a show on the cataract surgery before. If you missed that, you can hit the archives and learn a ton of stuff. Stuff they really don't tell you, because if they told you everything, you probably wouldn't have it done. Well, let's talk about how we can move into helping the eye regenerate more. We were talking about some of the nutrition in the Cinnamira plant. Now, you can find Cinnamira eye drops. You want to make sure your eye drops don't have preservatives like BAK in them, because that can really mess up the lipid layer of your eye and the cornea. So you want probably preservative-free versions if you can get it. And they're out there. So if you want to use the eye drops with Cinnamira, you can check them out. Now, this was an October 2012 report. This was Stanford Medical Research Institute, and they said certain herbs can help regenerate the eye from various diseases. Regenerate from a disease. It sounds like a reversal. Oh, dare say a cure, right? Man, So they listed macular degeneration as one of the eye diseases that can be addressed with herbs. Research from the June 2018 scientific reports, they're reporting on the use of herbs to address cataracts. Okay? And that's going to be real important because that report vindicated Dr. Cooper's work on some of the nutritional herbs he was talking about for cataracts, not just the Cinemira. So these two research studies are huge, and they have a lot in common, but nobody's telling you about it. So let's go back to the Stanford Medical Research Report. They were saying that herbs have benefits for the eye. If you have an eye ailment, they're saying herbs can help. So one herb in particular that they found was an excellent resource for macular degeneration in the eye, and the herb was rosemary. So specifically, the rosemary contains camosic acid compounds, and these help, they apparently protect your retina from degenerating and also from toxicity in your cells. So when the cells get too toxic, they struggle to regenerate. Now, what the science was discovering is that these herbs help with eye health conditions through nutrition, and it seems to renew the eyes with antioxidant action and anti-inflammatory action, which is huge if you have glaucoma. Now, the research was also published November 2012 in the Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science Journal, and the research stated that when eyes degenerate, they become more toxic in the cells of the eye. So, you know, detox in the eye is going to be a big deal. And there's a nice herbal eye wash over at thepowerherbs.com that does that. It's under dry eye, herbal eye wash. It's really cool. It's one of Dr. John Christopher's formulas, but it's awesome. So in this report, the medicinal properties of your herbs, like rosemary, tend to help prevent toxicity of the cells, they said. Oxidized stress is often a result of EMF radiation. So as people are exposed to more of this technology with radiation, the eyes notice it. They do. So if you the scientists found your rosemary will have this camosic acid offering antioxidant enzyme action to protect the cells of the eyes. So they say it lowers the oxidized stress, it helps more oxygen to enter the eye, and reduces the free radical damage to the eye. In addition, they said the rosemary provides protection from light damage, protection of your photoreceptors of the eye, which convert light signals and electrical signals to the brain, and also to increase visual perception. Now, one of the things you have to understand, and if you get that eye kit from the folks at Dr. Banker, they'll tell you that the blood flow and oxygen and blood flow delivery to the eye is very delicate. It's the breadth of a human hair. Okay, that's small delivery to the eye. But so important, because blood brings in nutrition and takes away debris. And the debris, by the way, flows through to exit the body through the kidneys. So whenever you want to improve vision health, you always want to work on kidneys at the same time. So it's a good idea to make sure your kidneys are clean and maybe do a kidney cleanse. You can do that prior. But anyway, working on the kidneys, it showed up in the scientific journal report. It showed up in Dr. Cooper's report. They both said the same thing. Kidneys are key for helping the eye cleanse and regenerate. So if you got a really small delivery of blood flow and oxygen to the eye, you want to protect that delivery system. And some of the things that can really muck it up are going to be tobacco use and alcohol, because both of those create inflammation, swelling, and inhibit blood flow. The other thing that also will do that is caffeine. Caffeine constricts. So you definitely, and if anybody that out there that's had eye challenges knows that if they have coffee or tea, anything with caffeine with tannic acids in them, Wine also has tannic acid. They notice it affects their vision. So those things probably off the list, you know. So I know, I was looking the other day, Frank. Oh, my family's big, big tea drinker. Big, we're teetotalers. Get a pot of tea, sit at the table, have a conversation. But, you know, if you got eye problems, you can't have tea. And I was looking around for a tea that was tannic acid free. Nobody has it. No. No, no. Caffeine free. But the tannic acids is the problem. Caffeine's not helpful either, but, you know, the tannic acids are the problem. So whoever can come up with a tannic acid free tea, kudos to you. So let's look at some of the studies with the antioxidant properties. This is Rutgers University in New Jersey. They discovered rosemary's has a preservative action. It was used in the ancient world to preserve meats, and apparently it preserves us as well. There's also a patent on it in 1987 because of its antioxidant compounds that were in rosemary called rosmarinic furanol. So this is a preservative in the plant, and it uses other industries use it. Cosmetic industry uses it, perfume industry, insect repellents, plastic, food packaging. They use rosemary. That's right. Now, in the ancient world, rosemary was used to preserve your wine and your meats and food, spices, especially meats, due to the fat content, would oxidize and become rancid. So rosemary was very potent enough to stop the oxidization process. Now, scientists even compared rosemary preservative effort to chemical food preservatives like BHT and BHA. And you can mix rosemary into hamburger meat. You can mix it into fish like tuna. You can put it in pasta and potato salads, and it'll stay fresher longer. Now, rosemary contains this antimicrobial compound, which also inhibits microorganisms in food that would, you know, cause infection, you know, food poisoning. So it inhibits that. And this is why your ancient folks would rub crushed rosemary or use rosemary oil, even on cuts, similar to modern-day microsporin. Yeah. Now, this was a study by the Scientific Reports. They mentioned research using herbs that contain rosmarinic acid to restore the lens of the eye after developing cataracts. And it seems that the concentrated amounts that science was able to use, the acids from these herbs would be substances that reverses eye disease like cataracts. No, they were injecting these into the eye, by the way. Animal studies and human. So Dr. Cooper was the first one. In 1938, he was writing about using rosmarinic acid eye injections. It was in the Glasgow Medical Journal. And then in August 2017, Scientific Reports duplicated his research and confirmed what he was writing about. You know, but, you know, eye injections, you know, I don't see a lot of people wanting to do those. And who in this modern day world of, you know, ophthalmology is going to actually do those? You know, a few eye injections, because Dr. Cooper said he was clearing cataracts in 4 days with rosmarinic acid from, like, rosemary, for instance, in 4 days. But, you know, that doesn't net medicine a whole lot of money, so that means they're not going to do it. Now, the 1938 study, physicians in the 1900s, the 1920s and 1930s, were using herbs to reverse eye disease in a short period of time. So you got to keep in mind, medical doctors of that era were trained in the natural healing arts before the AMA medical schools took over in the 1940s. So in 1938, our U.S. doctors had knowledge of nutrition and herbal medicine. They studied it. The early editions of the U.S. Pharmacopoeia often listed natural plants for treatments. All that changed when the natural healing schools were closed before 1940. So the research by Dr. Cooper, medical doctor, he was stating that he and other physicians in the early 1900s were treating people with serious eye diseases with these herbs. And in some instances, they were using eye injections to hasten the regeneration, but it still was a non-invasive procedure compared to the eye treatments of today that can come with infections and even vision risk. Some people don't do well with cataract surgery. So what happened is we had some natural healing schools. We had doctors that were knowledgeable in nutrition. And Rockefeller had oil and was making petrochemical medications. But nobody wanted them. They said, why do we want a petrochemical drug when we got this herb here? It works great. Why do we want that? So he couldn't sell it. So he had to find a way to get rid of the competition. So it took him 10 years, but he started the American Medical Association. He published the JAMA Journal, the Journal of American Medical Association, and he opened AMA medical schools, and then he invited all the heads of the schools of the natural healing area to come under the AMA umbrella. You know, come together, work together, get protected together, blah, blah, blah. And it was a sales tactic, and they fell for it. And once they signed on, then he hired the third-party Magellan Group to go inspect all the schools, AMA and Natural Healing, and if any of them fell below standards, they had to be closed. And isn't it just something that the AMA schools passed with flying colors and the natural healing schools all failed and they were closed one by one? And then by 1940, if a doctor wanted to be a doctor, he had to go to an AMA medical school. So there's this line in the sand where we left God's medicine and we went to man's medicine. And history proves that. Now, some of the herbs that have that rosmaric acid that Dr. Cooper and others were using, these compounds that help prevent, eye diseases like cataracts and things, rosemary has it, sage, basil, lemon balm, and peppermint. Big on the rosmaric acid. So what these herbs help do is balance the chemistry and the nutrition, and it includes your calcium again, your iron, your vitamin A, zinc, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, your vitamin B1, B2, B3, B6, folate, and vitamin C. So these are nutrients the eye is desperately needing. So the rosmarinic acid and the acid, cosmic acid that work in the formation of helping the eye regenerate and to remove the risk of eye disease. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs thought this was just brilliant of Dr. Cooper, and so they put together an eye kit with a lot of these herbs with the rosmaric acid in it, and also with the herbs to help cleanse the kidneys, and also added, you know, some herbs to push it to the brain area so it can get there. By the way, science has found that if you want to get past the blood-brain barrier, you have to have vitamin C, because it's like a key to a lock. And there's vitamin C in these herbs, so they go right through. And they can help the vision, the eye. And what we've noticed with this vision cataract macular degeneration eye kit, and by the way, Dr. Cooper found that the rosmaric acid that helps cataracts also helps with macular degeneration of the eye. So a two-for win here. So the kit, what we noticed is, if you have mature cataracts, it's probably going to take 4 months or 6 months to halt the progression of the cataract. And then the regeneration begins. So if your cataracts aren't that mature, you know, less time. So there's a halting of the progression of the degenerative action and then the regenerative action, the reversal. And so it's one of those things you need patience with, since we're not doing eye injections. You're having to do it the old-fashioned way kind of thing. So check them out. It's called the Cataract Macular Degeneration Eye Kit. It's at thepowerherbs.com. And you can be amazed, which, you know, you can do with the power of God's herbs, which he said are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. And we also have to be very sensitive to what we're putting in the body, because you can undermine your efforts. So you want to watch the caffeine, you want to watch the tannic acids in certain things like alcohol and coffee and tea. You want to make sure that what you're putting in really supports your effort. So look at your lifestyle. The Mediterranean lifestyle is a pretty good one if you want to convert to something healthy. It changes your DNA in 6 days when you change your really good diet like that. And you have a lower risk of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. And that's from a cultural study that they do every so often. People in the Mediterranean area, they don't have their diseases like we do in the West. So it's the way we're eating. We're eating not so well. So I know we covered quite a bit. I didn't get to everything. And like I said, we're going to be coming up here soon. We're going to include a little bit of a segment for the eye pressure, you know, the glaucoma issue, because a lot of people have it. And you can actually tell. Let me ask you this. If you get like any cracking or creasing in your eyelids, you know, it's almost like they're chapped. You ever see that? Well, it's your eye that is swelling, and your eyelids can't completely close and cover the eye, which would also promote dry eye, especially when you're sleeping at night. And that's not good. And that can cause a lot of discomfort, redness of the eye in the morning. You feel like you got something in your eye, and you're kind of using the eye drops. Again, you want to use eye drops that don't have the BAK. We did a show on the preservatives in those eye drops, so hit the archives if you missed it. But you want a preservative-free eye drop if you need a lubricant. My choice is the Bausch & Lomb BioTrue. It's preservative-free. So I also like the Cinemira eye drops. They're very refreshing to the eye, but if you need a little bit of a lubricant, then the BioTrue by Bausch & Lomb, and you want the preservative-free version, okay? The preservatives, it can irritate your eye. Man, it can irritate your eye. So you be careful out there with those. So it's really a lot of inflammation of the eye, and the eyelids aren't closing. Now make sure you're not sleeping under a vent at night. Maybe put a redirectional on your air vent if it's in the ceiling. You might want to get a humidifier going in the winter, keep some moisture in the air. There's a lot you can do to improve the comfort and the quality of vision. So thepowerherbs.com is available. Get their catalog and check them out. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, or visit them at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Or thepowerherbs.com, the vision kit's up there. Also the eye detox called Herbal Eyewash is up there too, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.